WU248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. There were mostly peaceful protests across the country over the weekend after the Memphis Police Department released body cam video of Tyre Nichols' beating at the hands of five officers during a traffic stop. He died 3 days later. Memphis Church Pastor Gilbert Washington.
We're praying for that young man's family, for his loved ones, for his friends. They're hurting. And we're hurting as well.
CBS's Jared Hill.
A February 17th bond arraignment hearing has been scheduled for the five ex-officers involved, according to Shelby County online court records. Each faces multiple charges, including second-degree murder.
Officials in northwestern Pakistan believe a suicide bomber targeted a mosque in Peshawar today, killing at least 27 worshippers and wounding as many as 147 others. The BBC's Caroline Davies.
A police official told the BBC that part of the mosque's wall collapsed with the force of the blast. Lady Reading Hospital in Peshawar has declared an emergency. They told the BBC that they were still receiving those injured in the explosion. Unverified images on local media show half a wall caved in, the mosque covered in bricks and debris as people clamber over the rubble to escape.
In Cairo today, camera snapping away as Secretary of State Blinken met with Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. Blinken says he raised concerns about human rights issues ahead of a meeting in Jerusalem with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to discuss a new surge of Israeli-Palestinian violence. The Chiefs and the Eagles are headed to the Super Bowl.
Racing around the edge, Scott is in! Touchdown, Philly
crushed the 49ers 31-7 to win the NFC Championship on Fox. Eagles coach Nick Sirianni.
This is something we all dream about, and we get to do it because, you know, we did it better than anybody else in the NFC this year.
The Chiefs beat the Bengals 23-20 to take the AFC Championship. Super Bowl 57, a week from Sunday in Glendale, Arizona. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and President Biden will go head-to-head over the nation's debt ceiling when they meet Wednesday. Republicans insist on budget cuts before they raise the borrowing limit. Speaker McCarthy telling CBS's Face the Nation.
I want to make sure we're protected in our defense spending, but I want to make sure it's effective and efficient. I want to look at every single dollar we're spending, no matter where it's being spent. I want to eliminate waste wherever it is.
The president insists negotiating over raising the debt ceiling could trigger a recession. No school today in Woburn, Massachusetts. Teachers like Eric Scarborough are on strike.
It's unfortunate that we have to do this, but you get to a point where you've been pushed too far.
S&P futures down 35. Dow futures off 205. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Do you know what people see when they Google you? Search engines don't always get it right. And when they're wrong, it's your reputation on the line. So what do you do when you don't agree with your search results? Call Reputation Defender at 800-401-6681. Reputation Defender by Norton is one of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. We have over a decade of experience in fixing people's search results, and we can help you too. Using cutting-edge approaches, Reputation Defender pushes unflattering information down to lower pages of your search results, where few people ever look. We also promote the good stuff so that it rises to the top, letting you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. You owe it to yourself to take control with Reputation Defender. Visit www.reputationdefender.com or call 800-401-6681 for free advice on your situation. 800-401-6681. That's 800-401-6681.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour, brought to you by Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Now, here's your host, the voice of Badger Hockey, Brian Posick.
Good evening, hockey fans, and welcome to the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. The Wisconsin men's hockey team back on the road this weekend for a two-game series against sixth-ranked Michigan. The Wolverines are coming off a home sweep of Penn State, while the Badgers dropped a pair at Notre Dame. Friday night, Charlie Stramel and Jack Horbach scored about 2 minutes apart to erase a 2-0 first-period deficit, but the Irish scored the next three and won 5-3. And then Saturday, Notre Dame tallied three power play goals, one in each period, for a 3-1 victory. We'll recap the weekend and look ahead to Ann Arbor with head coach Tony Granato here in just a moment. Meanwhile, the UW women extended their winning streak to four with a two-game sweep at St. Thomas. Friday night, Casey O'Brien had two goals, two assists, and the 100th point of her career in Wisconsin's 6-1 win over the Tommies. Nicole LaMantia also notched her 100th career point, only the fourth defenseman to reach that milestone in program history. And BU transfer Jesse Comfer registered her 150th career point. And then Saturday, O'Brien scored again to cap a 3-0 victory. Jane Gervais earned the shutout. Badger women play in Madison this weekend against St. Cloud State with Friday night's game at the Kohl Center, where they hope to break their own NCAA single-game attendance record. And we'll hear from head coach Mark Johnson a little bit after 7:30 tonight. But Tony Granato now joins us here on the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. What a thrill it's going to be for the young ladies. We're recording this right now in the Kohl Center. We can see the basketball court out there, but, you know, this is the seventh time they've done the Fill the Kohl, and you know, when you're playing in front of a jam-packed arena, it could be 2,500 like LeBron or 15,000 here. What a thrill for them.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's exciting. The women have done such a great job since they became a program here at UW, and to see them continue their, elite performance, you know, year after year, it's exciting. And the players keep getting better and better, and it's more fun and more entertaining to watch. So when you can get a 15,000 seat arena filled with hockey fans, it's going to be pretty special.
You know, when your sister Cammie was playing and won Olympic gold medal, I mean, the level of play at the Olympic level is unreal. But I'm she's mentioned it before, the level of play from the time that she played to now has increased exponentially.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, it's just the fact that more girls are playing than at younger ages, and it's become a regular sport for women, whereas before it was, you know, if you saw, you know, 30 years ago, if you saw a girl carrying a hockey bag, you thought she was carrying her brother's bag. And so, you know, that's changed fast. Right. And it's because, you know, one, the women are great athletes. Two, they love hockey just as much as men do. Mm-hmm. And the product is great. The entertainment that you get watching a women's game is really exciting. And, you know, I think it's just going to continue to grow.
Wisconsin coming off a two-game series at Notre Dame. Badgers lost both games. I know we were talking about it prior to both games, too. One word that stood out to me that you mentioned was fine. You weren't bad, but you weren't good. Just things didn't materialize the way you would hope.
Well, the difference is, like ourselves, we only gave up one even strength goal.
Correct.
All weekend. The weekend against Ohio State, the week before, we gave up 1-4-4 goal, 0-5-5. But right. We won one game out of those four. So it's not adding up, but if you look at the difference in the games, especially teams in both games, we gave up, you know, 20 minutes of penalties on Saturday night. It's going to be really difficult to win.
Right.
So we gave, you know, like you said, a power play goal in each period.
Right.
Every time it seemed like we were getting going in the game, we get a penalty and Notre Dame would gain some momentum off of their power play and whether they scored or not. So I just think that was a really big, you know, factor in that weekend. We mentioned it going into the series. Our power play has been good. Our penalty killing, you know, for the last month and a half has started to find its stride. But when you take that many penalties, and yes, penalty killers to, you know, to do that, plus Dominic Mersch was out of the lineup, Anthony Kerr's out of the lineup, you know, different
Jack Korniak's
out of the lineup. Yep. You know, parts of your penalty killer are out of the lineup, and you're asking them to do that. It's just too much, and that's, we beat ourselves.
Yeah, and it throws everybody out of whack. I mean, the young men that don't play the penalty kill or the power play for that matter,
it takes the flow out of the game.
Just sitting. Right.
Yeah, it takes the flow out of the game. And, you know, again, we haven't learned from different things that have happened along the way to help us win the games that are, you know, determined by little things that go on, whether it be in the first minute of the game or last minute of a period. Or we've just continued to make those mistakes or continue to beat ourselves that way. So it's, you know, we can build it up as positive as we want. Like, geez, we're close. But until we push it over to the next, you know, level of understanding the difference between winning or losing, you know, the season's going to be over. So we got a big series against Michigan. I like our mentality going in. I like how we've accepted the responsibility of understanding that those mistakes that we made, guys took the responsibility to say, hey, I made a mistake there. So I think that the personal accountability is there. Now it's, you know, again, focusing on an opportunity that we have to go into Michigan. They're playing as good as they have all year. That's great. We want to go in there, and I think from an opportunity standpoint, you couldn't ask for a better schedule. This week, Michigan. Next week, Minnesota.
Right.
Let's play hockey.
Yeah. Dumb question. Not my first, and it won't be my last. This has got to be frustrating for you when you can't reach that level of consistency that you and your staff and your players strive for.
It is, but that's sports. I mean, there's always going to be, you know, times when you're wondering, geez, what the heck is going to push us over to the, you know, understand the difference between winning and losing. Some of it, you know, you look at the leadership group, and I've complimented them all year. Three of them are in the lineup right now. Three of our captains that are five captains are in the lineup. Kerr, Gorniak, now Mershy.
Right.
So you lose a little bit of that, and sometimes that's a big difference. But, you know, it's not an excuse. I'm trying not to make an excuse for ourselves or our players. But, you know, the bottom line is, you know, at this point of the season, with all we've gone through, you know, we got to find ways to win. Yeah. And you know, we got, you know, a few weeks left to try to do that before playoffs and some, you know, exciting weekends coming up at Michigan, Minnesota home with the alumni coming back into town, and, you know, get a chance to celebrate, you know, the 50-year anniversary, the 40-year anniversary from our championship teams, a couple of our championship teams, and lots of excitement that'll come along with that. And you know, I think, you know, the guys are still excited to play. They're still, you know, working hard and preparing and doing everything they can. You know, if we can get one or two of those guys I mentioned earlier back this weekend, that would certainly give us a little bit of a boost. Again, we'll go in Michigan. We'll play hard. See where we're at.
Yeah. Can you give fans an update on the condition of Anthony Kerr, Jack Korniak, and Dominic Mersch?
Sure. I mean, Anthony Kerr has had an injury that's, you know, gone on probably for a month and a half. He tried playing with it for a while. Finally, we pulled him out. And he's skating. There's not a whole lot of progress in it feeling any better to think that he'll be able to play either this weekend or next weekend. But we're going to, you know, keep our hopes up that he'll be able to return this year. Dominic Mersch, who was really sore, tried to continue to play on Friday night after taking a blast in the arm. He skated yesterday but couldn't handle the puck.
Can't handle the stick. So, I mean, he's got one hand on the stick.
I would say he might be able to play. Gorniak's situation is going to be almost the same as Kerr. We're going to want to wait and see thing and hope that he'll progress. It's an upper body injury that we're not willing to take a risk on trying to so he hasn't skated. He probably, by the end of the week will know the direction and whether or not he'll be able to return this year or not. He's optimistic. Andy Rohde's optimistic, but we'll have to wait and see what the doctors say.
You don't have a lot of options now either. With the two young men that left during Christmas break to go back to junior hockey, your roster is
We're all playing.
Right,
You know, Robbie Newton came in there the other day. We can't compliment him enough because he hasn't gotten a lot of ice time, and we're down 5-on-3 with 3 minutes to go in the game. He lays in front of a slapper. you know, to keep the puck out of our net. It shows a lot about his character and his commitment to our team, you know, and it shows, you know, the end of that game, we didn't quit. I mean, we scored to make it 3-1. I did not like the penalty call and to give him the first minor, but, you know, I just, the games were refereed in a different way than they have been all year. I thought it was very inconsistent. Nobody knew what was going on half the time the refs blew the whistle. But, you know, again, those were self-inflicted, you know, things that we have to take care of.
Sure. Wisconsin at Michigan this weekend, Friday and Saturday night. Both games start at 6 o'clock on the Badger Sports Network. Hope you tune in. We've got more with Tony Granato coming up in just a moment. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
Hey, Siri, what's a shouse?
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A shouse is a building with the secure storage of a clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two and you get a shouse. We have so many options to create your very own shouse. Design your custom layout and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit clarybuilding.com today.
Wisconsin women's sports are elite. Badger volleyball, the reigning national champions. Women's hockey, one of the best of all time with 6 championships. Women's soccer, 2-time Big Ten champs. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with superior rankings, like #1 for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and #1 hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day. So Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A Midea ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, Midea can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MideaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Where can you find the best seats in the house on game day if you can't beat the actual game? Monk's Bar & Grill will always have you covered with more than 20 flat-screen TVs, great food options for every age, and an atmosphere that can't be beat for Badger fans. Outside of the stadium, it's the next best experience you can have on a Badger game day. With 6 locations throughout Wisconsin, Monk's Bar & Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts,
the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Welcome back to the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. Head coach Tony Granato is with us, and a couple of things I wanted to chat with you about. Doc Emmerich, a longtime play-by-play announcer of the NHL, most recently with NBC, did a piece recently featuring Mike Lecrone, the longtime band director at the University of Wisconsin, 50 years. He shares his stories about how he got involved with Badger hockey through Badger Bob Johnson. You're included in this piece that Doc Emmerich did. We've talked about Mike Lecrone so many times, although I didn't realize you had a music appreciation class with Mike, is that right?
Multiple.
Well,
two,
so hold
two
on
back
second.
In the 80s and one here in 2017.
Yeah, yes. You got an A. I understand you had
perfect
an A.
Attendance.
Perfect attendance. Yeah.
I did.
He said you worked for your A. He didn't
absolutely.
Just give you one.
No,
I'm not doubting it.
I mean, he was a very fair professor, but he expected. expected you to work and and put your, you know, what you needed into the class to get something out of the class, but also to show that you cared about the music and what he was teaching. I thought he was a, you know, of course he's, I'm going to say he's my favorite professor ever, but his classes were just entertaining. And you know, to combine him and Doc Emmerich, two just unbelievable people in the same story. And I know Doc did the story on Mike, but just to have those two in the same room and tell stories must have been so much fun.
Oh my gosh, I had a chance to meet Doc Emmerich here when he did a Wisconsin hockey game a number of years ago, and he could not have been a nicer, first time I've ever met him, and it seemed like I knew him for a long time, like we were friends. He was
for the NHL and for all the Olympics that he did and all the big special moments that our game has had, it just seems like he should have been attached to all of them, even if he wasn't.
Right.
Seemed like he should have been there, because like you just said, class, respectful, loved the game, loved the people of the game, and represented, you know, broadcasting and hockey in a special, special way with his words and his enthusiasm and his passion for what he did. Just a wonderful human being, and those are the things, like, you know, as you go through your years of hockey, whether you're playing, coaching, or just part of the game, you get opportunities to have people like that that you could call friends or acquaintances or partners or whatever you want to call them. It's pretty special, and he's certainly at the top of that list.
Yeah, he would be my all-star broadcaster for the NFL.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely.
Yeah, number one, first
number
team.
One. And the band and University of Wisconsin, personality. And you don't have to say band only. You can say personality of what Badger Athletics was all about. Michael Krohn's in that discussion of who's the most important person over the last 50 years in Badger sports history. Mm-hmm. He's right there with anybody.
Yeah, and when programs were struggling, whether it was football, basketball, you know, he kept the fans together.
Absolutely.
Enthusiasm and the music, you know,
the entertainment value that he had, and the students that all were able all over those generations to come through and have him as their you know, at every sports activity, be their guy to give them that that excitement was, it's incredible how many people must think back of how cool Michael Krohn is.
It is NHL All-Star Weekend. They're playing in Florida this weekend, and you played in one NHL All-Star game 26 years ago, 1997.
It's more than a quarter century ago.
It is, yes. 1997, while playing for the San Jose Sharks. Now, the year before you were with LA, you suffered a serious injury and underwent surgery to remove a blood clot, and the Kings let you go. You go and sign with San Jose. You were not named to the original roster, but Commissioner Gary Bettman named you to the roster after Joe Sakic had to be scratched because of an injury. What was that experience like? You're playing for your home team in San Jose, and it's your first All-Star game.
Well, in lots of ways, it was somewhat surreal, because 6 months ago, I probably was never going to play again after the injury that I had in L.A. You know, and you have brain surgery, you know, your hopes of playing again are pretty slim and probably not realistic. But the healing process, and then the meetings with all of the doctors to eventually get approval to play again, you know, was still a pretty tough decision on whether or not to come back. So to be able to participate in an All-Star game, you know, only 10 months after a brain surgery or whatever the timeline was pretty remarkable. And so I was lucky and blessed that I was able to get 5 bonus years after that surgery, all of them in San Jose, got to play in the All-Star game, got to play with a lot of great players in front of a, you know, fun atmosphere in San Jose. So lots of exciting memories from that.
Yeah, you played for the West in 1997, lost to the East 11-7, but that was insignificant, really. Patrick Waugh was the starting. Yeah, that's what I think. Patrick Waugh was the goaltender, right?
Yeah.
You had Chris Chelios in the starting lineup. Sandis Ozilinch
face-off against Wayne Gretzky. I was the starting center on what team was I on, the West?
West with Paul Kariya and Brett Hull.
Yeah,
right.
That's correct.
And you were the last player introduced in San Jose. Got a great round of applause. Was looking back through some things and you got a chance to play in it. And you're playing against Gretzky and Messier and Lemieux and Martin Brodeur.
It was funny, because this is a great story. So opening faceoff, you know, and me and Gretz were joking around. I don't know, I said, I bet you $5 I can win this draw. he lets me win it.
Did he really?
He put a stick down, snapped it right back, and yeah, Gretz just, that's just Gretz. He's smiling, laughing.
Oh, that's funny.
So I won the opening face-off.
Yeah, did he give you $5?
I don't remember.
Yeah. He could afford
it. It was worth the laugh.
Yeah. Oh, that's hilarious. That's hilarious. For Gary Bettman to name you to the All-Star game, I mean, were you expecting that? You know, I mean, your story was remarkable, Tony.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I was having a decent year, but I don't think at that point of my career was I an all-star.
You probably were when you played with the Rangers,
points,
the Kings a few
points,
times.
But,
yeah,
but at that point of the season, you know, I was, you know, when you. You know, we had Owen Nolan going, who was having a great year for our team, which made sense for sure. So once, you know, you pick one guy from each team, you know, generally that's usually it.
Sure.
So you know, we started to make plans for All-Star break. You know, that's always a good time to kind of let the body heal and sneak away somewhere just to get some rest. And then I think a week before, the commissioner did call and you know, let me know that. So obviously, you know, you get a phone call like that. And it goes back, and all it did was make me relive what happened the previous February when there was not a whole lot of optimism that I'd ever be able to play hockey again. And then, you know, less than a year later, you're playing in an All-Star game. So it was pretty cool.
Yeah. Owen Nolan had a hat trick in that game and called last goal.
Well, he pointed
at Dominic Hasek, right?
Did. Yes.
It looked like he called his last
sure
goal.
Sure did. That was a memorable thing. He didn't win the car.
I know.
Which was incredible because, you know, I'm sitting next to him on the bench, you know, and they're announcing the winner of the MVP, and the MVP of that game gets a car. And I think they gave it to someone on the other team.
I can't remember who it was.
Owen Nolan in San Jose, three goals, points in the upper corner, scores in the upper corner against Hasek, and he doesn't get the car.
Right. Right. Hey, I wanted to, you know, you grew up in Chicago, and you were a Bobby Hull fan, I'm sure. You love Stan Mikita, but Bobby Hull, unfortunately, he just passed away yesterday, and all-time leading goal scorer in Hawks history, and, I mean, he held so many records. He was a tremendous hockey player, wasn't he?
He was. Stan Mikita, Tony Esposito, Bobby Hull were my three guys, and they're all gone, so they've all left us in the last few years. So, you know, it makes you, you know, appreciate what you had as a kid to have those guys as your heroes, but it also gets you to the point where you realize, geez, you're getting to that age now where your heroes are starting to leave us. So, you know, I got a chance. Bobby's son Brett, that you mentioned, that we played together in the All-Star game, I played with him in youth hockey in Chicago as well, and then a couple USA teams and along the way. So I know Brett really well. Bobby was one that I never really had a chance to get to know well. I'd see him and shake his hand, and he'd say hello and all that stuff along the way, but Stan was my big guy, and Tony was right behind him, and Bobby was right behind him. So those are three, you know, superstars that, as a young hockey player in Chicago, to grow up and have those guys. That's like Taze Kane and Seabrook and Sharp and those guys that just went through the Blackhawks in the past 10 years. It's like being a kid in Chicago now with those guys being your heroes. Those are my heroes.
Yeah. All right, you're going to Michigan, and they've got a star-studded lineup, don't they?
They do. I mean, it's great for us to have a chance to go in there. You know, the Strammel thing, the matchup that I think we'll see, Fantilli against Strammel.
Adam Fantilli shares the NCAA lead in point scoring with 40 right now.
And he's going to be a top two pick. Right. He's going to be the second pick in the draft this year. Strams is trying to, you know, hold on and be in a position where he's a mid-first rounder at some point. So these last, you know, games are extremely meaningful for his draft position, and those two guys will probably hit the ice a lot together this weekend. And so it's a good opportunity for Stram to see how close he is to that, you know, one of those top picks in the draft. You know, Lucius is another freshman, has continued to score. So we need to stay out of the box. There's no question about that. That will be key. You know, Mosey 5-on-5 in the last few weeks has been outstanding. Mm-hmm. We got to give him a chance to be outstanding this weekend as well.
All right. Thanks for your time. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you very much.
Sure. That's Badgers head coach Tony Granato. Wisconsin at Michigan Friday and Saturday night. Both games start at 6 with pregame coverage at 5:30 on the Badgers Sports Network. Back in a moment. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work.
Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. I wasn't reminded of Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
I was reminded of Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Wisconsin enjoys a rich history in broadcasting, which we celebrate at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I'm Michelle Vetterkind, president of the WBA. We honor those who have devoted their careers to serving their local communities as legendary broadcasters. They are personalities, owners, engineers, and educators. It's an experience that's free for all to enjoy. Visit the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame, located inside the Milwaukee Hilton City Center.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Lows dip down to about 2 above. Tonight, under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy again tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 21. Lows around 10 above. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. High of 18 Thursday, with a chance for snow, 18 Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 8 above.
Well, as we look at the Big Ten standings, with only a few weeks of the regular season remaining, Minnesota is running away with a conference title. The Gophers, now with 20 wins this season, they have 43 points in league play, 16 points better than Penn State and Ohio State, which share second place. Notre Dame, with its sweep of Wisconsin, moved into fourth place alone with 26 points. Michigan State and Michigan tied for fifth place with 24. The Badgers, unfortunately, in last place with 9 points. Minnesota is idle this weekend before the Gophers travel to Madison to play Wisconsin next Friday and Saturday during alumni weekend at the Kohl Center. Meanwhile, Penn State plays at Ohio State this weekend. The Nittany Lions, who started strong this season, just 6-9-1 in league play since sweeping Wisconsin here in Madison back in October. Ohio State, which was idle last weekend, Has split its last two series. Notre Dame plays at Michigan State this weekend. The Irish have won three in a row for the first time since October, while Michigan State, which started 11-4-1, is just 2-9-1 since. So again, the Big Ten series this weekend, Penn State at Ohio State, Notre Dame at Michigan State, and Wisconsin is at Michigan. And as we look at the U.S. College Hockey Online poll this week, Minnesota's number one in the country, then Quinnipiac, Boston University, Denver, and St. Cloud State wrap up the top five. The next five, Michigan, Ohio State, Harvard, Penn State, and Western Michigan. The all-important pairwise rankings with the model the NCAA uses to select its 16-team national tournament field. Minnesota's number one, Quinnipiac second, Boston University third, Michigan is fourth in the pairwise, St. Cloud State is fifth, and Penn State is sixth, while Notre Dame is 14th, Michigan State is 16th, both the Irish and Spartans knocking on the door for a national tournament bid. Also mentioned the Wisconsin women currently in third place in the WCHA. Minnesota leads the league with 59 points. Ohio State has 57. The Badgers have 50. They still have the Gophers and the Buckeyes to come. It doesn't seem likely that Wisconsin can win the WCHA regular season championship, but you never know. Wisconsin still has to play at Minnesota and host Ohio State. Next up for Mark Johnson's club, the St. Cloud State Huskies, game one of a weekend series at the Kohl Center here in Madison on Friday night. $2 tickets to fill the Kohl. Go to uwbadgers.com for ticket information. And we'll hear from Mark Johnson coming up in just a moment. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number one in the Big Ten. Football, number one in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the best of all time with six championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with number one rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with six locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. I'd like to take a quick 30 seconds and talk to you about the most important part of a Cleary building, the foundation. Without it, you won't be able to stand the test of time. At Cleary, our foundation is made up of some truly amazing people. Our Cleary family rises to the challenge every day, and it shows when that shamrock is applied. So if you are looking for a new challenge in our all-new corporate office or out on the construction site, join the Cleary family today by clicking on careers@clearybuilding.com.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts,
the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin,
so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know
that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show,
we would never do it on the open road.
And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober.
Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Welcome back to the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. The Wisconsin women's hockey team is playing at home this weekend. One game at Laban Arena, their normal home. The other at the Kohl Center, their first home back in 1999. Joined now by head coach Mark Johnson. And before we get to Friday's Fill the Bowl or Fill the Kohl Center game against St. Cloud State, your club is playing well. You've won four in a row since a five-game losing streak. So what's changed here, Mark?
Obviously the puck is going in the net now. But I think overall, the team chemistry has gotten better. I think going through some adversity, and obviously, we're not used to losing multiple games in a row, but, that happened. And so how can you deal with it and, move yourself forward? And I think, having experienced that and making our way through it and then, playing, four solid games here the last couple weekends, that's how you, become a better team. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you don't have adversity during the season, you might end up having it in the playoffs and then your season's over. So if you're going to have it, you can, pick certain times of the season that that it might be good for the team, knowing that maybe I don't want to go through that. But again, right. I think adversity brings the best out of people. It brings the character and then really try your, find your true identity.
Yeah.
And through that, if you come through it in a positive way, you become the best version of who you're capable of becoming. And that's the end goal. And so, as we enter, February tomorrow, you look back and say, when do you want to play your best hockey? Is it October or November? Maybe not. You want to learn things about your team and individuals and situations that you're putting in. And we got put in a situation where, you lose five games. And I was talking with my staff yesterday, of those six games after Christmas that we came back, we won the first out in Quinnipiac. The next five, four of them, we played well. We just didn't score goals. And then the fifth one, the game down in Ohio State, they were just better than us in a lot of different phases. And that's going to happen with the experience that they have and the confidence. And again, to me, whether you win beautifully or you lose ugly or whatever the game presents you, my big thing is how do we get better? And so the big thing when you go through a long losing streak is the mentality and not losing your confidence and trying to come to practice every day to try to get better.
Yeah. When you go through adversity, things don't go well. You often hear coaches or players say, squeezing the sticks, right? When the puck's not going in, you squeeze the stick. But over the last four games, you've used this phrase so many times. Your team is playing free.
Yeah. And we saw that especially, the second half of the second game against Mankato here where, I could sense, everybody just seemed to relax and now they're playing up to their capabilities, which is where, the space you want to be. And, we carried that on to the two games up in St. Thomas. And so it's an opportunity to continue to build on that success. And, we got a couple experiences this weekend that are unique. Most of our players haven't been through it coming, Fill the Kohl Friday night. So, and that's part of the experience we try to give our players. And, we'll come out Friday night and, the place will be, pretty well packed. And yeah. They'll get an experience that, they may never have had in their lives or will they ever get. So it's a unique opportunity. And the main thing is to come out and, as I call it, eliminate the noise, let the white noise go away. And so whether you're going through a losing streak and all of a sudden everybody has the answer, it's the people in the locker room, it's the coaching staff, it's our support staff. Those are the ones that are going to have to navigate through that time, and nobody else is going to help you. Everybody's got ideas and thoughts and things like that, but it's the people in the locker room and the coaching staff that have to work together and really have to stay connected if you're going to push yourself out of those areas, which we were able to do.
Yeah, more on the Fill the Kohl here in just a bit. Back to the series against St. Thomas. You beat the Tommies twice, 6-1 and then 3-0, and we mentioned a number of times you're not a stat guy, but when big numbers arrive, you kind of have to take notice, right? So Casey O'Brien was named the WCHA Forward of the Week. She had three goals and 5 points against St. Thomas and also had her 100th career point. Nicole LaMontilla, also her 100th career point last Friday, becoming just the fourth defenseman in school history to reach that mark. That's impressive. And Jessie Comfer, the Boston University transfer, playing in her only season here with the Badgers, reached 150 career points. That is remarkable. All three.
Wow, those are big numbers. And yeah. Kudos to each one of those individuals that you mentioned, because they've stayed true to what they want to do. All three of them want to excel, want to become the best player, you know, they're capable of becoming, and they have been able to do that. I look at Casey, you know, the time that she spent here, and each year she's progressed, she's gotten better, she's played better. And even when, you know, we go through different stretches where maybe the points aren't showing up on the stat sheet at the end of the game, you can still play well. Like Britta Curl, you know, I went up to her yesterday in practice. I mean, she played a real strong game Saturday. If you look at the stat sheet, well, she didn't have any goals, she didn't have any, well, that doesn't mean she played poorly or you know, didn't do things you wanted to do. I mean, she played hard, she competed hard, and that's what you ask of your players. And, you know, if you continue to do that, you'll get rewarded. And, you know, Casey was able to, you know, the last couple weekends do some things, and the puck finally started to go in, and you know, you can sense that, you know, the stick's not quite gripped as firm as it was prior to that. So it's an opportunity for those three kids to continue their college career, and all three of them have had wonderful experiences and obviously put up big numbers, and a lot of it goes to them because they work at their game every day.
Yeah, as far as Casey's concerned, she's always had that offensive flair, but she's become more of a two-way player, hasn't she?
Yeah, she has, and I think a lot of players, me included, when I went to the National Hockey League, you know, you're always playing down at the other end, you've got the puck, you're scoring goals, you're on the power play, and that's the fun part of the game. If I was going to survive in the NHL, I've had to figure out how I was going to play a 200-foot game, because, you know, now as a coach, and the coaches back then that were coaching me, you know, they're not going to put me on the ice if I can't play in our own
end. So wait a minute, you didn't play defense when your dad was coaching?
At high school I did. I mean, you know, I'd play forward one shift, come back and play defense, but we generally had the puck, so I'm not sure you'd say we were defensemen. We weren't covering anybody. We were going down to the other end trying to score goals. But, you know, and a lot of these kids that'll come from their respected AAA teams or high school teams, you know, they're doing the same thing. They got the puck a lot. They're playing the offensive end. They're scoring goals. And as they come into college, you know, you work with them and try to get an understand. You know, if you're going to, you know, continue to progress and be an elite player, you're going to have to play a full 200-foot game. And I give Casey a lot of credit. She's been able to do that. She learned a lot her freshman year, played, you know, had a good freshman year, played extremely well, but continued to work on that part of the game, and she's become a much better player 200 feet now. She's always been that offensive player and skilled player that everybody sees, but she's really become a good 200-foot player.
Yeah, you know, Jesse Confer's played in the Olympics World Championships. Both Casey O'Brien and Nicole Amantia have been so close.
Yeah.
I wonder if they'll get that opportunity sometime soon, because there will be turnover on that national team roster, right?
Yeah, and I'm sure they get frustrated, you know, with some of the kids that get picked and get chosen and get opportunities, and, you know, they're probably in the back of their mind thinking, when do I get my opportunity?
Right.
And sometimes that can be hard, and maybe I don't want to continue to work to maybe attain that goal, but what I see in all those kids is they're still working at it. And I'm sure in the spring when they put together, you know, the camp that's going to, you know, get an opportunity to make the world championship team, they'll probably be invited. I mean, I haven't seen a list yet, but if I'm, you know, part of that staff, you know, I'm looking at those kids because they've been in those situations before. And as you mentioned, some of those kids that have been part of that group for a long time, you know, are getting to that point. Are they going to retire? Well, it's going to become sooner or later. And, you know, are they going to be able to stay around for the next Olympics? Time will tell that, but I think those kids, Casey and Nicole, you know, Jesse's had that opportunity, but they all continue to work to try to prepare themselves, so if that opportunity comes along, they're going to be ready for it.
Sure. Mark Johnson with us here on the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. Badgers home to play St. Cloud State Friday night at the Kohl Center, and then Saturday afternoon at LeBron Arena. Get your tickets at uwbadgers.com. We'll talk about that, like I said, here in a moment. I'm wondering if you can give us an update on Natalie Bookbinder. We spoke last week about Nat. Unfortunately, she suffered a season-ending injury prior to the Mankato series during warm-ups, a freakish type accident. How's she doing?
I think spirit-wise, she's doing really well. I mean, you know, she's accepted, you know, what has happened, you know, had her surgery last week and came out of that, you know, as well as anybody can expect her to come. And so, you know, she was at practice yesterday, got a smile on her face, and you just feel bad. And so part of, you know, that weekend we played Mankato when it happened before the first game, I mean, it's sort of like getting punched really hard in the gut, and it just... it was a tough weekend, you know, for our players to go out and play. They did a good job of that. And then to see her, you know, get her operation and whatnot, it's just hard. You just, you know, you try to deal with it and try to move forward, but it takes time and it's just difficult because you feel so bad for her, because she, you know, she was probably our best defender. Right. And when you, you know, take that out of the lineup, you know, that doesn't make us any stronger. Mm-hmm. But again, it's that next up mentality, and we were able to, you know, do some things and give kids more minutes this past weekend, and you have to move forward. That's part of the business we're in, and you never know when it's going to happen. You hope it never happens, but that's part of the things that we have to deal with as a coaching staff, and that's part of the, you know, the deal that the team has to deal with, you know, individually and collectively as a group, and sometimes it's challenging.
Yeah. Well, Wisconsin looks ahead now to St. Cloud State, a much improved team under head coach Brian Adolski. They're 8-14. They beat the Gophers earlier this season, so you got to take them, you know, very seriously, obviously. And your first game will be played at the Kohl Center, which is great. This is the seventh version of Fill the Kohl or Fill the Bowl. It happened in 2008, 2011, 2012, 2014, 2017, and 2020. That 2017 game, Wisconsin set an NCAA attendance record for women's hockey with a sellout crowd of 15,359. You've been over 10,000 the previous six. You'll be over 10,000 again this year. There are some tickets still available. Go to uwbadgers.com. They only cost $2. It's been so much fun watching. You know, again, this program started by playing inside the Kohl Center, but didn't have crowds like you've had when you fill the Kohl. What an experience for these gals.
It really is, and you know, it's just a real shout out to our fans. You know, since you know, we've started here a long time ago, they've really supported us. They've seen the product. Mm-hmm. More people have come out. More fans have been attending games. We've built a bond. They've sold it out. And the times that we've had Fill the Kohl Center, they've supported our team. They've come out and watched our product. And it's sort of like throwing a party and trying to invite as many people as you can and enjoy the evening. And it's a unique experience. We haven't done it for a while, obviously with COVID and things like that. You know, we had restrictions, but now we're back in that space and opportunity to play St. Cloud, as you mentioned, a very good team. So it should be a very good hockey game. They won't have any time adjusting to the ice sheet because they play on a bigger sheet than the Kohl right. Center. We're going to practice there Thursday and get a chance to skate on it, but it's more so about the experience. The importance of the game is obviously you have to win the game, and that's the main objective, but when we walk away after the end of the game Friday night, it's a unique experience, and irrelevant of what the score is, you know, you've given the players' families mm-hmm. An opportunity to see their daughter on a real big stage in front of a lot of people, which, you know, we generally don't see. We've been fortunate here in Madison and within our program to have some unique experience, as you mentioned, the previous Fill the Kohl Center ones. And again, I come on the ice at the start of the game and, you know, I just smiling because it wasn't too long ago. Maybe it was long ago, 20 years ago. You know, we're playing a bunch of our games at the Cap Ice Center. We're playing at Eagles Nest. In Verona, playoff games there, NCAA quarterfinal games out in those facilities, and we slowly came over and started playing our games at the Kohl Center, and you know, it slowly grew. We had Friday afternoon games, which was horrible because obviously people have to work and nobody's going to come when you play Friday afternoon, but we got away from that. And then I remember the quarterfinal game against Harvard, and we had, you know, the bottom bowl was full and we went into four overtimes, and so
Janelle Zog scores the winner.
Those experiences, you know, whether you had a great college career, you won NCAA championships, you take those experiences as an athlete and you never forget them.
Yeah, and the last time you played at the Kohl Center, 2020, it was against Ohio State, and that was a nail-biter. Britta Curl scores in overtime to give you a 3-2 win, and that was an exciting day.
It was, and it was a great way to finish. I can still vividly see, you know, when she scored the overtime winner, just her expression, and, you know, she was sort of all alone in the middle part of the ice going into the neutral zone, and you got all these people jumping and screaming, and again, it's something that she takes away and our team takes away, as doesn't happen very often. So hopefully Friday night we'll be able to provide the kids with that type of experience too. I don't know if I want to go into overtime.
No. In the Badgers in St. Cloud State, Friday night at the Kohl Center, puck drops at 7 o'clock. Tickets available, $2, uwbadgers.com. Then the finale Saturday, 3 o'clock at LeBron Arena. Then you only have two weekends left in the regular season, at Minnesota February 10th and 11th, and home against Ohio State February 18th and 19th. winning the regular season WCHA title, you need some help, but you've got the two teams ahead of you right in front of you right now.
Yeah, and it's a good, you know, we went through that stretch after Christmas. Now we're, you know, we're on the right track and we're moving in the right direction. And, you know, the last two weekends are going to be a real good test, as you well know. Now you got to go on the road. Minnesota's playing extremely well. They just went into Duluth and swept them.
Yep.
They got a lot of high-powered kids, a big offensive contingency of players, and so that'll be a real good test. I'm anxious to see how we're able to handle that weekend, and then you come back, and it doesn't get any easier. You got the number one team in the country, defending national champs, coming in to wrap up the regular season. But as I look at it, that preps you for the playoffs.
Yep.
I mean, you got to be playing real good hockey those last two weekends, and that just spoons you right in and puts you right into the playoff atmosphere, which, as you well know, these next 3, 4, 5 weeks are going to go by quick. And as I tell the team, here we get an opportunity. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, what do we want to do with our opportunity? Because if you blink, it's going to be over. And then, you know, you don't want any regrets. And so it's really time to be focused, dial in, taking care of yourselves, and really dialing in on the hockey part of what their lives are all about right now.
All right. Hey, before I let you go, I've asked Tony this, and I wanted to ask you, too. It's NHL All-Star Weekend. They're playing in Florida. This weekend. You played in one NHL All-Star game. It was 1984 in New Jersey. The Wales Conference beat the Campbell Conference 7-6. Don Maloney, I think, was he had a hat trick in that game.
And my winger.
Yeah, you helped set up all three of his goals, didn't you?
Yep, and then I hit the post in the third period, or I might have won a car. But I was happy for Don. He was my left winger, and he ended up winning the car. I'm not sure if he doesn't still have it, but
yeah.
It was a great experience, a wonderful experience. You're playing in, you know, against the best players in the league, and then you're in the locker room with, you know, in your conference, the best players in your conference, and it's just a real highlight and something that I cherish. Still have the jersey from that game, and you know, you don't want to embarrass yourself, but ended up having a pretty good game, so it was a fun night.
That's pretty cool. Mark, thanks for your time. Have fun Friday night and Saturday. It'll be a blast at the Colts.
And that's what it's about, the experience, the fun, and you know, giving the fans a good hockey game.
All right, have fun. That's Wisconsin women's hockey coach Mark Johnson, home against St. Cloud State at the Kohl Center Friday night at 7 and then Saturday at 3 at LeBron Arena. We'll wrap things up here in a moment. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You could say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You could ask with an app if it works for you. You could write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you could write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Good chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
After I came home from Iraq, I could still hear the booms. Makes it hard to be a good mom.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
I'm Naomi Mathis, Air Force veteran.
DAV helps veterans get the benefits they've earned.
Thanks to DAV, I was able to begin to heal.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
My victory is being able to be here for my children.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swollen. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think
my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to pva.org today.
Again, tickets still available for the Fill the Cole Center for the Wisconsin women's hockey game against St. Cloud State Friday night here in Madison. $2 tickets, uwbadgers.com. Go to uwbadgers.com and see if Wisconsin can match its NCAA single game attendance record set back in 2017 when a sellout crowd of 15,000 plus jam-packed the Cole Center. Also, the Wisconsin men at Michigan this weekend. Both games Friday and Saturday start at 6 with pregame coverage at 5:30 on the Badgers Sports Network. My thanks to Tony Granato, Mark Johnson, and our producer-engineer, Dave McCann. I'm Brian Posick. Thanks for listening to the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
You've been listening to the Wisconsin Hockey Hour, brought to you by Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
2 above tonight, under partly cloudy skies, southwesterly winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Highs around 21. Tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 10 above. Temperatures a bit below average, Thursday and Friday, with highs from the single digits above 0 to the upper teens. Chance for snow, Thursday.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently, it's 7 above.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248.